But it's interesting because I'm going to go back a little bit to earlier in the week, that some things that God was speaking to me in my private time and in my... When I drive to Kid Tanning every single day, like Monday, Friday, and like once or twice a week I'll also drive to Harmerville, but that time between Kid Tanning and Harmerville is full of other people. So I don't spend a ton of time with the Lord in that time, not that he's not there, but in this time between Harmer or Kid Tanning and here, there, and back, it's always worship time, it's always prayer time, it's me and God time. So I actually really get excited when I, if I have days that I actually drive all the way myself too, because that's me and him time too. But anyway, so I spent some time with him. I do that every day. But God like kind of put an idea in my spirit. Let's wait. Before we do that, let's talk about last week, the vision for this year. Steve's talking about being a family, right? And this isn't a new idea for us. I feel like that's been kind of the heart of New Hope. It's been the heart, especially since we came in. It's been Steve and my heart as a leadership that this church would be like a family. Now, do we really know what a healthy family looks like? Earthly, maybe not so much. I mean, we're getting there. God's got a lot of plans, though, and his word tells us a lot of things to learn from. So, anyway, my opinion is, we've always been a family. We're looking into, you know, that's been our heart as a church. I just said that. But anyway, we have a powerful bond here as a family. We have the Lord, right? We have that in common. You know, your earthly families, you have bloodlines in common. You have heritage in common. You have things you share with siblings or with your parents, you know, cousins, things like that. Like, you have those bonds that are earthly. But here we also have not only a lot of you are already family, biologically and earthly, but you're also spiritually family. And we have that bond of the Lord. And that in and of itself is enough to bind us, right? It's something we have in common. It's our foundation that we go back to come make us family. Okay, so in the scriptures it tells us in Ephesians 1:5, and God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ, and that this is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So he's pretty happy that we're family, right? It gave him great pleasure. I like that. So I'm happy about it, too. I mean, when he's happy, we should all be pretty happy. But anyway, so he had an idea of this, obviously, long before we did, right? The idea of family, the idea of, and Steve talked a lot about that last week. He talked a lot about specific things in scripture with family and different scenarios of that. And that's where we're going as a church, to focus on that more. And so by today, I want to talk more about what that means for us, for our 25-mile radius. That's supposed to be included in this family, are, you know, the people we're influencing daily and this particular group of family. So what I want to begin with is this idea that God gave me on my ride with him in the car. So it's kind of an idea he gave me prior, but it was a little more specific this time. So have any of you ever heard of the song or the old 80s sitcom Cheers? Okay, so the theme song for that movie, the show, is God gave me an idea to do a lip dub video. Does anyone know what a lip dub video is? Okay, so it's like we would all be lip syncing the song, and that was the song, the Cheers theme song, and where everybody knows your name is how it goes. It says, you know, times are hard and you want a place to go where everybody knows your name. And that's what New Hope should be, I think. That's kind of what God was saying to me. Now, I would really like to do that, so if you all have interest in that sometime, we really should do it. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be a really great promotion. We could slap it on YouTube. I mean, we'll be a sensation and viral like in seconds, right? So anyway, I do think it would be a really fun day and a really neat way to show who we are and show people, you know, we're fun. come join us. You need a place to get away from your worries. Jesus is that, but we are his representation. Side note, but that was the idea. This is what kind of stirred a lot of what I'm going to talk about. So thinking about that song, thinking about a place to go to get away from your troubles, a place to go where you feel accepted, everybody knows your name. Maybe they even shout it when you walk in, right? Steve, Lisa, no, Norm, I don't know. But so anyway, I think, thinking about that, I'm like, so Lord, okay, so are we that? Are we a place that everybody knows your name? I mean, I forgot to send the kids back, didn't I? Sorry. Do you guys want to go back? But Amber specifically, and why I remembered that, is we've had trouble with your name. Steve called you Amy for the longest time. And so, why, I do not know, but we need to know what each other's names. And most of us have been here long enough that we absolutely do. We've seen you all grow up. But some people, they're a newer family. We had a hard time with Amber's name for some reason. I don't know why. So we need to know each other's name. That's important. A place where people feel part of the group. I think we do an okay job of that. You know, I'm not saying we're horrible or we're like, you know, shunning people or anything like that. But we have room to improve in these things. In a lot of areas, we're really, really great at it. Like, you know, we're really good at welcoming. Ray and Judy are on it at that door. Anyone else that helps greeting, they awesome, awesome jobs. I mean, they're faithful and they are there. And they probably know your name. They know the name. But some of us, you know, it's not as easy. And that's okay, but we need to get to know each other. My opinion is that our family bend is to be a place where people want to come, a place to get away from the world and its troubles, but also a place where we get better, right? Where we want to improve, a place where everybody feels like they're part of it. And as we move into the future, this is what we need to think about maybe as we move into some new things that we want to do or what God wants us to be doing with a heart. And that's what it boils down to, I think, for the most part, is our heart about it. You know, if our heart is sincere, God will move in it because his love covers a multitude of sin, right? So his love will just bind that. And that's how I feel anyway. So first we need to establish that environment in our everyday life, our daily lives. Like I said, our heart, our own life at home. We need to establish a home that people want to come to, right? A place where other people will want to visit and be a part of our everyday life. And we want to be a part of theirs. So in Philippians, Paul and Timothy wrote to the church in Philippi. And chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, I want to talk about a minute. So this is kind of like an evaluation sort of for the church. A way to judge if we're doing it right, if we're good. And I feel like it applies to us at New Hope. So here we go. Is there any encouragement from belonging to the Christ in your church? Is there any encouragement here? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make, this was Paul speaking, make him happy, which I believe would make God happy, to be wholeheartedly agreeing with each other, loving one another, working together in one mind and one purpose. And then it goes on in verse 3, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. We must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. And so as we kind of break this down a little bit and we're going to evaluate our church a little bit and just thinking about it, I mean, I'm not going to be like, you know, you're doing great at this and you're not. No, but we all in general can improve always, right? So we're going to start with the first part. So is there encouragement from belonging to Christ? Is there encouragement? I believe our church is pretty well at encouraging each other. But I think it's something we have to consciously think about doing. You know, it's something I personally really try hard to do, because I feel like we need it. We need each other. And obviously the scripture's backing that up. We need each other. We need to be encouraged. We need to know that we can. And when it comes to the next part of comfort, we need to know that we can come to people and be comfortable coming to someone in love. You know, comfortable with the people in this room and this family. You know, I think if you think of your earthly families, there's probably people you're really comfortable going to, and then there's some maybe not so comfortable, but they're still technically your family, right? And even friendships and stuff. So you're more comfortable going with certain ones that you spend more time with, probably, that know you well. And it's the same here. You know, people that you spend more time with and you're more comfortable with, we see it, you know, you kind of click with the certain ones, and that's okay. But we need that. We need to encourage, we need to comfort, we need to be there for each other. It's important for a family, and it's also very important for here, for the church. We need each other. We also need a fellowship in the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Spirit. I believe this is church. This is what we do here. We come together, we pray, we worship, we encourage each other, we fellowship in the Spirit. That should be done outside of here too, though. We should be praying for each other. We should be praying with each other. You know, families that pray together, stay together. You know, it's the same idea also here at church. And those seem really basic things to do as a church, but I feel like there's areas that we're really weak sometimes. We don't always want to reach out. And maybe that's leadership's weakness too, so maybe that kind of shared throughout, but it's important for us to be intentional about improving these areas in our own personal life with each other in this church, with this church family. Because if we build these things up, we're going to be stronger as a church and as a family. So also, like, having tender compassion, being compassionate. It's easier sometimes, I think, to have compassion towards people who are not in this room and not in this family. It just seems like it is. When you see someone struggling, we should be right there to help, right? But sometimes we get kind of like, oh, they should know better. You know what I mean? Like, we really do get that attitude sometimes. And that's not what God wants. We should be there faster with the ones that do, you know, have the family, have this church, have the foundation we do. But this is my perspective and my own experience. So don't say it's scripture or anything, that part. The opinion of how we're quicker to help others. But I feel like it is easier sometimes. And that's just me. Maybe it's not you. Maybe that's not the case. But personally, I feel like it's sometimes easier to help somebody that doesn't know any better, in my mind, than someone that does. Anyway, again, that's just my opinion. So, and my experience. And I need to work on that. But anyway, so, and ultimately, when we want to work together, we want to work together for the Lord's purpose. That is the goal. That is the end result. So, when we do, we're a healthy family. And others will want to be a part of, right? When we're displaying those things, people will want that too, because they need it. We all innately need each other. We need other people. We need encouragement. We need comfort. We need all those things. We're born that way because God is those things, and we need him. I don't think that it's coincidence that a lot of us are already related. Obviously, some of you just come up, you know, my kids, they're here because they're my kids, and we're here. But also, other family members are here. Like, Steve's mom attends, my mother attends. They didn't go to church much when they were younger. So this, you know, that was a choice they make. You know, a lot of you guys come along with family. You know, Lisa, Rob, you guys are family, biologically, but also spiritually. I believe that helps us understand more what church family should look like. Because we have bonds that are earthly. And I believe that a church family should look like an imperfect mix of people who love Jesus, That is who we are, right? That is a church family. And that's what we are. We have many backgrounds, many gifts, many talents. That brings to mind this, there was a word, Dennis Kramer came like, I forget what year it was, 2006 or sometime. It was real early on when we just were attending here. And he gave us the word, Steve and I, that diversity is our strength as a family. Now, we took that very personal. Our kids are extremely different than each other. It absolutely is true. The five of us are so different. I mean, he and I sometimes are just opposite. But God said that is our strength as a family. But I believe, when I was writing this and when I was praying about it, I believe he meant that for this church too. I believe diversity is our strength as a New Hope. I believe that God knew we were going to be in the position we end up in. He knew we didn't know then, but he knew, and I believe that word is also for New Hope. Our diversity is our strength. We are stronger because we're different. And it seems odd, but it's truth. And so, diversity is our strength. The Lord knew that. Diversity means we have many unique and different ways of thinking, different talents, gifts, all those things I said. So many, it brings to my mind this, a puzzle piece. Each of us are different. When you look at a jigsaw puzzle, every piece looks different. It has a different maybe picture on it, a different shape. This one's a little more uniform than most up there, but you have a different piece. And without that last piece, it's never complete. Do you ever do a jigsaw puzzle and lose a piece or two? Yeah, it's just frustrating, right? You want that picture complete. And that's the case here too. We have a lot of missing pieces right now, I think. But God wants to bring it together. And we want to see that beautiful picture. And I believe he's going to do it this year in a lot of ways. And he's already done so much in that way. But the Lord knew, many pieces, all different shapes, but they have a perfect place that they fit. Separate, they're not all that great, but together, they make a beautiful picture. And that's really the picture God's kind of given me for the church coming up in our family direction. So our differences are what makes us whole. Diversity is our strength. The differences make us whole. We need each other. We need each perspective. We need each gift, each talent to complete God's work here. So instead of looking down on or criticizing the differences, which is the way the world thinks, you know, I mean, my kids are constantly feeling a little weird because they're different. They each have their own different way, but I encourage that about them because God made you that way on purpose. So this is what I'm saying, the same thing for the church family. We're different. We think different. We look different. We act different. Some things we're going to agree about, but not everything. There's no way, because that's not God's plan. That's not what he wants. He wants the differences because it makes us strong. It makes us perfect. But what's going to hurt or break or make that is how we receive them. Do we look at the differences and look down on them, like I said, or criticize? Or do we look at them and think, how does that difference work with me? How can I work with that? How do our strengths and weaknesses blend? And I know, like, in the past, Eileen and Curtis were very big on finding our gifts and making sure that they, when they made a team, that they had that balance of those different giftings in, because that's God's plan. He wants to see us blend. He wants to see us work together. And that's something that he absolutely is in, I believe. Finding those differences and then making them work together. That's a work. That's a work in progress. Recognizing our own strengths and our own weaknesses is hard, too, sometimes. But, like I said, mostly it's how we receive them. Because we will notice right off the bat when something's different than us. They think different than me. You know, I think those things stick out so much. And we will pick it up pretty quick. Why in the world would they do that way? Right? Why? But why? Yeah. how does that work? How does that make, how can I help that do better? How can I be, you know, coupled with that and improve things? And that's how we have to kind of get a mind shift a little, I think, to be able to function the way God has planned. But I don't think it's coincidence that we're all here together. This is the group God's calling here. And there will be more, and a lot more differences, and a lot more different ways of thinking, and different gifts. And I'm super excited to see what that looks like. And that big picture is going to be beautiful. Sometimes I wish I could see what he sees, you know, from up there. Like, yeah, I'm going to move you and you. Yeah, I think it's pretty fun. But the puzzle pieces fit together, and they can make up a really pretty picture. And I thought this was a neat picture because there's, like, all kinds of weird hidden things. I don't know if it was, like, a seek and find or something, but there's, like, these weird little hidden things in there. But I feel like it represents well what I'm trying to say. New hope in, sorry, I lost my spot. I believe that it is God's plan, and the only way we can truly feel that we belong is when we start to embrace the differences and try to fit them into the puzzle that is the family, that is God's body, which in our case is New Hope. And we'll bring hope to the hopeless, purpose to the lost, and accomplish much for the Lord. So to sum it up, and it's really short, and you can't expect all that much from me. It's like my second time ever doing this. Diversity is our strength. And basically, we go back to the commandments that God and Jesus said. He summed up all the Ten Commandments into two. In Matthew 22, 37 to 40, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." So we need to do that. And the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. If we do those things, we will accomplish these things. We will accomplish loving people, making them feel comfortable, belonging to this family, welcome into our family. If we do those things, love God first and love our neighbors as ourselves. If we work together on those things, we will be a healthy family of Christ. As we do these things, the fruits of the Holy Spirit will pour out of us, and those sweet fruits, love, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, right? Those things will be what draws people in. Those things are what people desire. We don't really know it, but innately we need them. Love, joy, and they're genuine God love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. These are things that aren't obviously natural to our sinful nature. They're God, and that's what draws people. It's those things that make people realize you have something I do not. Because that is what you have, Holy Spirit, and it's his fruits. So when we walk those things out, when those fruits start to overflow, and I get this weird picture of a tree with all this fruit falling off of it, this fruit starts falling everywhere, get your baskets, I guess, and we won't be able to help but be a place that everybody will feel at home and feel like they belong. So I'm excited. I want to get my basket. I would like to see fruit everywhere. But I also hope that it draws others in. And I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful that you guys are here. I'm thankful to be with you here. I'm excited to see what God wants to do in the future. I'm excited to see our family grow, see the kingdom of heaven grow. I also wanted to share real quick something. One time I had this conversation. My dad doesn't come here very regularly. I'm going to go back to family thinking. But he will sometimes. And he'll help out if we have a project or something. But he's just a little weird about coming to church irregular. So we need to work on that and pray about that. But he one time had a conversation with me early on in my faith walk. And Steve and I were really fervent early on. And I was very not shy at all about my faith. Like, he need to be saved and it need to be now. And he knew how I felt. And he says, "Well, what's the big deal? heaven, something like heaven won't be, you don't want it to be full there or something, like there won't be that many people. Because I'm like, it's going to be so sad because there's so many people. You know, I was just like having this moment with him, like, oh, you know, and it's genuinely true. Like a lot of people, it's a narrow gate, you know, and it's road. And it's, I was just having this moment. I was really young, probably like 18, 19, I don't know. And I said to Dad, he said to him, but Dad, I want it to be elbow to elbow. I want there to be no room. I want it to feel like we're crowded in a sardine can or something. I don't care. I want it packed. You know, heaven, thinking heaven. And so that's how I feel about this place too. I want it packed. I want it to be elbow and elbow. I want us to have standing room only in this building. And I believe that God has a plan though. And his plan is more above mine. And I don't want us to hurt ourselves by, you know, packing it out and not being able to manage it. But he's working on those things. And that's what I believe he's saying to us this morning. Work on these things. Focus on me. I'm going to equip you guys to do. And he's equipping us to do that work. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he has a plan, a purpose for us. And it's not been an easy road. It's been a really rocky road. You know, preparing for this, I was looking through some old documents and I found the vision for 2012 that we had. It said go. And the scripture that it was based on was Philippians 1 through 5, that I, 2, 1 through 5. It, what I just talked about, I had already had it written and I found that. And I said to Steve, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this. Like, God's going back to this, I believe. I believe he's showing us that he's still here and he's still working. And we're going to see it come. We're going to see it. All this work and all this time and perseverance and endurance, he has such good plans for us here at New Hope, in this community. He wants to do such a work. And all your willing hearts is how he's going to do it. Our willingness to be his vessels is how he's going to do it. And he's already done such a great work through each of us, and he has so much more to do. But I am just so excited. I'm so thankful to be a part of it. I'm kind of thankful Steve was sick this week so I could share that and share my heart about what's going on, because I don't really talk to everyone on a personal level, so I feel like I'm kind of doing that a little bit. But it's exciting, and it just gives me so much energy. I don't know about you guys, but like just recognizing that he has not left us and he's not going to. He has a plan here. He's going to continue to do what he's going to do, and we are going to grow and we are going to see his plans come to pass in a lot of areas. And so I thank you all for being here with us, supporting us, and continuing to do the work of the Lord. The faithfulness, it just blows me away sometimes with some of y'all. And so I'm just so thankful to be a part of it. I appreciate you more than you could ever know. And you do make our load light often, so don't let us get, but we get, you know, weighed down sometimes, but God, you all make it light. So I'm appreciating you, and I'm thankful, and I'm grateful, and God, you're so good. You're good to us. Let me just...